Sports Central.
1-2 try. Try it is.
Rugby League.
Oh, a very exciting day for and night for Rugby League in this city. The Melbourne Storm tonight taking on the North Queensland Cowboys, 7:40 at Amy Park. And the Melbourne Storm CEO, David Donoghue, is on the line right now. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Kevin. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, very pumped, very excited, and there's not a seat left in the joint.
No, it's not. We're fortunate in the fortunate position where it's been sold out since probably late Thursday afternoon. So, you can't get a seat tonight, unfortunately, for those still looking. But I do know that Ian Paterson confirmed during the week from Channel 9 that they'll be running the game live on Channel 9 Primary, not Channel Gem, as it often is during the season. So for those wanted to tune in, get on board.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up because I was fixing to tape it, and it took me about 15 minutes to find where it was on because the last place I was going to look was, the normal Channel 9. So
yeah,
that's good.
It's certainly a rarity, yeah, but we're delighted that Nine's come on board to make that commitment tonight. It's great for our code and great for our game.
And what a game it promises to be. Your boys have had a week to gather their thoughts and their senses and get over little niggles and some bruises and stuff, whereas the Cowboys had a pretty big win last week, but they've got to go through the hard way if they're going to make it.
Yeah, and a couple of schools of thought there, Kevin, that some like the momentum of that second week. However, we've also got to play another game. So, Cowboys had a good win, 39-0 over Cronulla last weekend. But it's still 80 minutes of football, and it's still preparing for a game, and then it's backing up and preparing for another game. So, I suppose the proof will be in the pudding tonight for us in terms of which way it went. Last night it went in favour of the team that had the week off. So,
yep.
Now, hopefully form continues.
Now, the final sort of call of fitness for your winger is when does that decision get made, or has it already been made?
No, well, the coach has got up to an hour before kickoff to make that call in our game. So it's only until the team sheet's actually handed in to the broadcasters and the match officials that call has to be made. So, look, we've got one of the best, in my view, the best medical team in the country, and they'll give Marika every opportunity, and if not, young Tanama Pia and is on standby. So, fingers crossed for Marika. But if not, it gives another young man a quite a rare opportunity.
And it's a home ground farewell for Ryan Hitchcliffe, who's been just one of the really great servants of your footy club.
He's a champion, mate. And it's going to be a sad time when that time comes, inevitably, that we do have to farewell Hinchy and Brooke and young Ivy and Charlie, also his little baby boy, born a couple of weeks ago. We like to pride ourselves on being a family club, and he's been a great stalwart. He's only been here for 6 or 7 years now, but look, he's been a great stalwart for our club, and he's a great club man, and he'll be sorely missed, and I know the guys will want to do their best to send him out on the right note.
Do you expect Jonathan Thurston to put young Cameron Munster under a lot of pressure tonight with the high ball?
Oh, I think Jonathan Thurston will put the entire 13 players under a lot of pressure.
He's
an out-and-out star, and I think that's a great thing about tonight. It's a great spectacle for us, a rare opportunity with no AFL in town to showcase the club and the game. And you get guys like Thurston, Michael Morgan. They got two big front rowers in Matt Scott and James Tarmo, up against our guys in Kronk, Smith, Jesse Bromwich, Kevin Proctor. So look, it's going to be a great contest, and fortunately I'm one of those that will be there tonight, and just can't wait to see it unfold.
Isn't Jesse Bromwich just one of the best workhorses you've ever seen play this game?
Oh, he's a star, Kevin, and I think for those particularly down here that probably aren't too close to our game, our games run across 80 minutes, and he's a guy that he's 6'4" or 6'5" in the old system, and he's 115 kilos. But he plays 65, 70 minutes of that 80 minutes every week. And to be honest, if he could play the 80 and the coach didn't want to rest him, he would. He's phenomenal, just his engine that he's got. And, he's really come of age. And I think, talk is about who the best prop is in the game. But I know for our club, we wouldn't trade him for anyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, the winner tonight heads off next Sunday for the grand final at ANZ Stadium. Going to be very funny from the point of view of it'll either be a Queensland team or a Melbourne team playing a Brisbane team in Sydney.
Yeah, and I think whoever gets there tonight, Kevin, will deserve it. There's two terrific teams.
Yeah.
the last four teams in the preliminaries were also the top four. So whoever's there absolutely deserves it. The Broncos deserved it last night. And, you know, if we're good enough tonight, that's that'll be terrific. And if not, you know, the Cowboys will go up there for an All-Queensland final. So it's a lot on the line.
And we want a purple army there tonight, don't we? We want everyone to wear a bit of purple.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If you're coming along, please do. Get the scarf, get the jersey, get the hat, whatever you can. You know, big borrow, steal. Oh, don't steal, but, you know, big and borrow and maybe even buy. But, look, it's a... I think I made a comment during the week to someone that it's actually probably the first time we've sold out Amy Park without the Warriors involved. And, yep. And when the Warriors are here, it's quite bipartisan in terms of the supporter base within the crowd. So, look, I think of the 30,000, there'll probably be 29,500 that'll be in purple, which is it's going to be a special event for us.
It's been an interesting year, hasn't it? Because there were times during the year where you got the hiccups and lost a few games that you clearly should have won. And to be in this situation tonight just shows you the resilience of the blokes that you've got.
Yeah, and it's probably a combination of the result of a lot of younger guys in our squad. You know, our the start of the year, all the talk was about our aging team and we were too old and we wouldn't make it, et cetera, et cetera. But what we've done the last few years is reduce that result of planning, result of salary cap, reduce the age profile of our squad. And I think it's been reduced by probably 3 years, the average age. So with that comes a lot of pressure for the young guys that probably haven't been in that position before of 24 weeks. The expectations that are expected, the training loads. So there were some lull periods within the season, but largely to finish in the top four you need to be there in the top four to be a chance at the end of the season, in my view. So here we are, and 80 minutes to see how we go.
Yep, beat them last time in round 25, so let's hope a similar result tonight for the Melbourne Storm. Good luck, Dave. Thanks for your time today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the support of SEN and also to our members out there, mate, that made the effort this year and everyone that's come along during the season. It's much appreciated by everyone.
Well, we'll be talking to you next week because you're going to get through, so we'll save the thank yous till then.
Touch wood and fingers crossed, all the rest of it.
Good on you, Dave. Well done, Dave Donaghy there, the CEO of the Melbourne Storm.